Good afternoon, Outliers. How are y'all doing today? Looks like my internet is not super awesome at the moment. Hopefully that'll come back on. What day of the week is this? Happy Wednesday? April 3rd? Yeah. Happy Wednesday, April 3rd, year of our Lord, 2024. Good to see you, Sebastian. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to chat with Jorn, all of our friend Jorn. Jorn's such a cool dude. I really like Jorn. He's super chill. He and I were talking about lots of different things. One thing that he mentioned to me ages ago was he was trading this strategy around SPX. SPX is the S&P 500, if you don't know, and selling option spreads. Now, I specifically remember doing this. I remember going to the mall while I had some of these like 0 day to expiration spreads on, and just like getting wrecked. I don't know why I remember being at the mall, but I remember being at the mall looking at my phone, just thinking, oh God, not again. How many times has that happened to you? Right? I've lived through that far too many times. Not again. Jean-Louis, good to see you. Leo, good to see you. So he was telling me about the strategy with SPX a few months ago, the last time he and I chatted. And I was telling him, I'm like, listen, the high win rates are seductive. But be careful, because one loss could take 6, 8, 10 trades to make back. At least that's what it was for me. And Jorn was telling me that he had been doing this for a while. He had 2 losses, and it would take him over a year of trading, perfect trading, to claw back those losses. And so I don't want to give any numbers out, but as you can imagine, if 2 losses takes you a year of perfect trading to make up, it's almost impossible to ever make that up. And that's the real, real insidious nature of selling options. Hey, Brian. Hey, Watch Channel DE. Yeah, Brian's exactly right. That's the real insidious nature of selling options is it sounds great. There are teachers on the internet who will tell you all day, night, every day and every night that selling options is the only way to make money in the market. And I, at the time when I figured out, I thought I was the only one who couldn't do it. And I know it would take me 10 perfect trades in a row to overcome one loss. And Jorn experienced that himself. And so he's like, yeah, I don't trade that way now, Chris. After seeing that, like, legitimately, I would never do that anymore. And he said part of their strategy, this is not something he was doing per se, but part of their strategy was when you lose a trade, you double the position size. What? Double the position size. So not only are you losing once on, let's say, 1 unit, you're losing again now on 2 units, which makes it a total of 3. And he said you double it up to 4 times. So you go from 1 to 3. You'd add 2. So 1, and then add 2, and then add 2 more. Right? From 2 to 4. Oh, you'd add 4. Yeah. So 1, 3, 7. Just continue on exponentially. And I was like, dude, that should have been a huge red flag for you. Anytime that somebody's like, yeah, double the position to make up for it. Oh my gosh, that's a recipe for disaster. I mean, you've already lost the trade. It's okay, move on. But to double and then double again, quintuple, whatever the next words are, dude, that sounded like investing education. Yeah, that was eventually our takeaway, Brian. That's why I told you, Warren, I'm like, listen, dude, at least it wasn't more, right? Lose 1 or 2 times and you'll stop. Yeah. What could go wrong with doubling your position? I saw that in Vegas and it did not work there either. Yep. Doubling is emotional trading. So needless to say, it was a great chat with Jorn. I really appreciate him sharing that with me. But one thing he questioned and that I really appreciated him doing, he gave me a little pushback. If you saw our chat in the Discord, he gave me a little pushback. He said, Chris, why are you exiting at 5 points on the behavioral heat map on Outlier, right? He's like, what, where did you come up with 5 points? And so previously, when I was using the eyedropper, right, what I figured out was at certain points, it got a little bit too greedy. And so getting in from, let's say, anything R, so imagine we're going long, getting in at anything red, and then getting out once it hit G15, if you look up here on the heat map, getting out at G15 got you out at a point where you're able to keep a large amount of your gains without it getting in the too greedy territory. And then what I also found was that if I'm getting in and it's higher than G15, like this particular signal, for example, is at G18. I want to get in, but I don't want it to go too greedy. So getting out 5 points higher from G18 to like G23. So Jorn had that question. I felt like that was a really good question. So earlier I went through and, hey Nathan, I was doing some back testing because this is my jam. I'm telling you, you give me an idea, I can spend 17 hours on it and not lose a wink of sleep because I love it. And my thought was, is that really the optimal exit? And so, like, just follow along with me here. I'm looking at the heat map. This one just popped up by default. I haven't even looked at it yet. I'm looking at the heat map. You know, it's going from like this buy signal here at G18. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, G23, G26, G27. Where does it stop? G28, G29. And then it comes back down. I got to thinking to myself, like, where does it actually stop, right? If it's going up, right? If it's going up this behavioral heat map mountain here, where does it stop? So we're going to do a little exercise together. I've literally not looked at this one, but I'm pretty confident it's going to follow my theory. So this is XLF. This is the financial sector. Getting in January 29th. So it's got a green overlay with the buy signal, January 29th. Here. Now, we're not going to necessarily look at any of the exit points that I would have taken. Like here, this is a close under the 10, also a close below the prior day's low. So that definitely would have been an exit point for me. But let's just say G18 to G23, so 5 points higher. That would have been my current exit signal we talked about, right? So on February 1st, it'd be 5 points higher. Small loss on that trade. Okay. But it keeps going, right? So it's G23, 24, 25, 26, 26 again. So this is where my interest started to get peaked. Like, wait a minute. There is a stalling point on the heat map. So it stalls to G26 for 2 days and then continues to G27 for 2 or 3 days, or several days, in fact, then G28. So I was like, what would happen if I got out on the second day that it's at something? So for example, if it's a G26, so it goes G20, 18, 19, 21, 23, 24, 25, 26, 26, right? The first time it doesn't go higher. February 7th. Look at that. Now, granted, it's not that great of an overall trade, but the loser's less. And would have got out before this point here, which is what I was talking about earlier. So that kind of proves my point there. Less risk in the trade. That's one at random, and it fit my theory. Do me a favor, in the chat, put in your favorite stocks, because we're going to do this together. I want to do this together. Let's go ahead and hit the bumper while y'all type those in. We'll go through our process real quick, and then we'll end out by backtesting these together. All right. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. All right. I legit have picked a scab on my chin. I just noticed that. Oh, geez. Sorry. I'd rather mention it than not mention it. Yeah, it's bleeding. Way to go, Chris. I'm just going to have my thumb here for a couple minutes to stem the bleeding. Now, this is exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. And this is a live stream, as you can tell. So there's nothing perfect about this. So full disclosure, I'm a partner with Outlier. And this is my style of trading using Outlier. But Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. Nathan's saying, I think it's about time for me to exit Siri. It's not been trending too well. Could we take a look at that one? For sure. Brian's putting a couple bleeding on screen. Is it safe? I don't know, dude. Don't want it to get on my nice white shirt. I just picked a scab now. I'm bleeding too. yeah, I'm just like you. Don't worry about that. All right. 10 over the 20, price over the 50. We want to start with the market. Let it tell us which direction we're going. Let's go to the SPY. Let's go to today. 10, 20, 50. Still higher. Now, this, as I mentioned yesterday, is the sixth time that we visited the 20 EMA. We're not pushing quite over it yet. So this could be a temporary pause here. Let's see. I don't know, but I know that direction is still trending higher. So let's go to the next step, which is to reduce risk. Reduce risk. Teach you one thing in this. It's reduce risk. Let's go to Ori. This one looks pretty sweet, right? Let's take a look at Ori. Okay, so it's not below yesterday's low. It's not the half ATR, and it's not at the 10 being broken. So let's go to Ori on here. Watch Channel asks, what is a heat map representing exactly? Only the volume of trading? Oh, no, not at all. This is the behavioral heat map. This is showing like a fear and greed index for each individual stock, right? How greedy is it? How fearful is it? Right. We want to take advantage when people are greedy. I like to get in as well. When people are fearful, that could be a turning point. Right. A lot of people. When I say a lot of people, the old adage is be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. My take on it is if people are greedy and they're bidding up the price, I'm going in with them. However, I don't want to be the last guy owning that stock. I don't want to be the last guy who buys it. So that's why I don't get too overly greedy. Really good question. Yeah, this is not volume whatsoever. So let me zoom in just a smidge more. Yeah. Okay, so we got in at G16 on the heat map. Today it's at G22, which is actually 6 points higher, right? So Ori could be at an exit point, right? Following my plan, if it's greater than G15, I'd like to go 5 points higher. But I want to do this. I want to do this. G16, G18, G20, G22. So the greed is still increasing. I don't have a reason to exit from here. Like I said, selling to strength at G21 was my original plan. But having done a little backtesting, we may still have some room to run on this. So what I want to do is zoom out. And let's look at a couple examples of when we got buy signals inside green overlays. And let's see, right? Let's see. Does it make sense to get out 5 points higher, or does it make sense to wait for it to stop going higher? So I love this scroll bar inside of Outlier. It just makes it really easy. So we're going to go over to January of 2023. Got to go way back. All right, that was January 10th. So I wouldn't have taken that trade because it's below the 10. So I'm going to pass and move to the next one. So I'm looking for buy signals and green overlays. This is May 17th, 2023. That's also below the 10. Oh, you're welcome. That's also below the 10, so I wouldn't take that. All right, here we go. Let's try this one. September 13th, 2023. September 13th? Yes. Okay. So it starts at G17. So my rules would have been 5 points higher. So let's see where it goes from 17, 5 points higher. It would be 22, 19. 20. Remember, I'm looking at up here at the heat map value, starting at G17, 19, 20, 21, 22. So 5 points higher would have got us out on September 19th. Now, irrespective, I know I would have gotten out here with the lower low, but let's just focus on this exit point. So slight winner there. 22, 23, 23 again. So this would have been the follow-on. It stopped going higher on September 21st. Okay, so this is 5 points higher. And this is stopped going higher. Now, where would I have gotten out? I would have gotten out here because it was a close below the prior low, which would have been a little bit better than there. I mean, we're talking, this is 8 cents higher versus 20 cents lower. It's pretty inconclusive as far as like total direction goes. So let's move on. Here's another one. January 5th, 2024. Okay, this is some notes I made earlier. January 5th, here. G18, 20, 21. So G18 plus 5 would be G23, which would come all the way out here on January 16th, here. This was 5 points higher. But as you can see, it actually gave us a little warning sign, G18, 20, 21, 21 again. It actually gave us a warning sign on January 10th. So roughly the same outcome, but getting out a little sooner. So, in this case, I want to go ahead and follow the plan. It's pretty inconclusive on Ori. I just want to follow my plan on this one for now since I don't have better data. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of this. This is getting out. We went from G16 to G22. Looking really sharp today. Like I say, if I had more data, I would be a little more confident. So I'm going to go ahead and follow my plan, which was to get out here. Because it's at G22 right now. So let me close Ori. And I don't want to take all day with this for you guys. I know you have better things to do than listen to me. Closing the position. Ori. April 19th. 30 calls. 117's midpoint. What's it doing in the last 5 minutes? Going up. See how it's going up in the last 5 minutes? Let's just see if we can tweak that up a little bit. Let's try. Hang on a second. Let's not do what I want to do over here. Close position. Yes, full. Okay, there we go. There we go. 115. Let's try 120. All right, so I'm putting in the order Ori to close at 120. It's working. Let's see if we can get closed at 120. All right, I'm going to let that hang out for a little bit. Let's go to RJF, another one that's popping up right now. So RJF, oh, I didn't put on here where I was going to exit, did I? Okay, we got an RJF at G20. It's at G21 right now. So I would sell into strength at G25 or more. So that's my original plan. But like I say, I want to do a little backtesting since we're here. I don't have a reason to exit Robert Half right now, RJF. So I'm going to let that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It. We'll pull this up to be the low of 128.62 for tomorrow. Okay. Let's go to this one. February 20th. Oh, it looks like I did this earlier. Okay. I did a bunch earlier. I couldn't keep track. February 20th, starting at G20. One again, 22. Ah, look at that. It never actually went from G20 to G25. It got up to 23 and then came back down. That's a hella good reason right there to say, hey, if it stops going up, to get out. 21. Yeah, look at that. So it didn't actually get 5 points higher here. So where would I have gotten out? A close below the prior day's low. Here. Would have made $1, but got out in 2 days instead of 14 days. So that turnover would have been faster. But it never got up to G25. Was there any other day I would have got out sooner? No, it never closed below the prior day's low or the 10 any day sooner. So, on one hand, you got out a lot sooner, like 2 full weeks, 3 full weeks sooner, but you didn't catch as much of a move. So, what's more important to you? For me, it's actually getting out sooner. That way I can put my money to work in other places, take less risk. Let's go to this one. This could be good because it looks like it sold off pretty well after getting in here. Okay, so February 17th, 2023. It was under the 10, so I wouldn't have taken that trade. Let's try this one here. October 31st, 2022. Hope this isn't too boring for you. This is my jam. This is the peanut butter to my jelly. October 31st, G1. Zoom in just a little bit better. G1, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13, 15, 18, 20, 22, 23, 25, 25 again. Okay. No. I said that wrong. 25, 26, 27. Okay, it was 27 that got repeated. I thought it was 25. My bad. Okay. So the second day of 27s was November 18th. Here. So 5 points higher would have gotten us from G1 to G6, November 2nd. Yeah, pretty flat on the trade. 70 cents. Not a whole lot going on. So that would have been the 5 point. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I would have gone up to G15, not G5 point. There we go. G15 would be November 8th. Okay, there we go. It's about a $5 winner right there. That's pretty sweet. If we held it out to here, when it stopped going higher, we're going to disregard this for now. That would have been about $3.50 and 14 bars. So here's my conclusion. And this is what I'd written down. And we'll look at the stocks that you put in as well. We'll look just on the most recent one and see what it does. My conclusion is twofold. If it's under G15 to start with, getting out at G15 seems like a solid exit point, right? G15 would be right here. If it's already over G15, getting out when it stops going up, not necessarily 5 points higher. It could be more than 5 points higher. Seems to be a solid plan. Like I say, I want to do more backtesting here. But that's my current theory. Getting in below G15, getting out at G15, getting it over G15, going up to when it stops getting higher. So keep an RJF on. I don't have a reason to take it off. Let's go to Vert. Oh, did we get filled? No, not filled on Ori yet. What's Ori doing? Is it still going up? It's kind of stalled. We'll give it another couple minutes. Let's go to Vert. Okay. Vert got in at G17. It's currently at G19. So we need to say getting out at G22 or greater. For now, we may change that. And at G17. Okay. So let's take a look right now. It's not below yesterday's low. Today's low is pretty close to it. 21.11 for tomorrow. That'll be yesterday's. Oh no, I did that wrong, didn't I? Today's low. 21.11. That's what it says up here. Low 21.11. That is not right. Low is more like 20.96. That's weird. Either way. So that'll be for tomorrow there. So I don't have a reason to sell Vert. Sebastian says, got out of Ori at 115. The stock's been shifting 39.5 and 31. For about 20, it'd need to go for another 7 cents. Let's just see what happens. Hey, Brian. My day job is a pilot. Very cool, Yorn. Okay. So am I filled on Ori? No, I'm just going to let it sit. That's fine. All right, RGF, invert, stay on. Ori, we'll get out at some point. Let's go to the next step, which is today's outlier signals, which I already got those. I already threw them into the long list for you here. It's only four. Ah, that's weird. Let me refresh that. There we go. Now it's working. Yeah, it's only four that have a green overlay today. Only one is passing through my scanner at the moment. Whew, I don't love that one. The 10 is not over the 20. I don't know why that passed. So, yeah, I'm not going to be putting on any new trades today. Okay. Let's go through your stocks here. We got time. Nathan wanted to look at Siri. So Nathan bought Siri while it was in a red overlay. But let's take a look here. It's gone from R21 again, R20, which means it's going up, which is what we want to see. R21. So actually it went down. So the heat map went in your direction. It went flat, then it went in your direction, and now it's come back down. Nathan, that is actually an exit point for me. If heat map goes down by one shade, that's an exit point for me. So yeah, I would totally exit. So let's take a look at this buy signal here. I don't know what happened here, but it looks like it did a gap or something. December 14th. Oh, there we go. That was still on the 5-minute. Oh, yikes. That's why I don't buy stocks when they're trending down. Even if they get a buy signal, I don't buy them. December 14th. There we go. Okay. Interesting. Some major order blocks here. So I wouldn't have taken that trade because it was going into that order block. Lots of congestion in this area, which is why it didn't really do a whole lot, did it? It built one order block it ran into, and then it built another order block and then a third order block. Look at what that resistance looks like. Like you're stacking order blocks here. Like that's like major, major, major resistance. As you can see, it just could not beat through those levels. Wow, interesting. All right, so I wouldn't have taken that one anyway, honestly. Let's try this one here, November 9th. Okay. So again, pops up into an order block. This is where I have the rule. This is a perfect example. My rule for order blocks intraday is if it pops into an order block, right? Watch the 5-minute chart, 10 and 20 exponential. If they cross back down like this right here, that is a intraday exit point. If it doesn't ever cross back down as it gets into that order block, you could hold it, but still I would close at the end of the day. Nathan says, I don't trade options. I only had shares, so it's not doing too great. Yeah. Yeah, I'm mixing that one too. Sebastian says, G-Data got a sell signal after drop. We went right after that. We made a profit, though selling in time. Yeah, exactly. It's all about, like, how can we optimize our exit points here? That's really all we're doing today is optimizing our exit points. Am I filled on Ori yet? No. That's kind of 115. All right, I'll let it work for a couple minutes longer. I do want to close that before the end of the day. Okay, back to this here. November 9th signal on G1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 12, 17. So that would be from a G1 to G17 exit point here. Maybe November 17th. Cool. So that's an 8% move right there. Now let's play the theory out to find out where it stops going higher. 17, 21, 25, 27, 28, 29, 29 again. So that would be where it stops, November 28th. Yeah, and that fits with my theory of if it's under G15, to go from whatever it is to G15. If it's greater than G15, go to where it stops going higher. Cool. All right. So if that's the case, we need to go back to revisit Ori. Because we got into Ori. This is on the daily. At G16. Am I filled is the real question. No. We got in over G15, but it's not peaked yet, according to this. Okay. What are my thoughts on Suze? I don't know. What is Suze? Do we cover it in Outlier? It's trending up, but you're right inside an order block here. So I would avoid that. You do have a buy signal. Oh, it must have been a buy signal today. Gotcha. Was that on my list for today? Yeah, it's right there. Oh, and it's a $12 stock. I mentioned before, I'm a huge stock snob. So I only look at $20 or greater. But it's currently at G35, which is pretty deep, right? G50 is our maximum. So here's my thoughts. Your trend is going up. That's good. You've got an order block you're sitting in, and you've got another order block less than a dollar away, which, you know, that's a good 10% on a stock like this. So if it can rocket through here, then I think it's got a chance to hit 1367 or so. But this is one I would avoid because of this. Like, I don't know how long it's going to take to push through that. Am I filled on Ori? No. Let's go back to Brian says LMT, Lockheed Martin. And then I need to make a call on Ori since I'm not filled yet. Am I going to hold it for part of my theory, or am I going to get out and call it safe? Sebastian's already out. All right, so this most recent one was in a red overlay. This one here was in a green overlay. This is going to have to be our last one. It's 2:55 Central Time. R2, December 28th. Let's ignore the order block for now. Just focusing on this. R2, R1. It actually went No. That's okay. If it's going from if it's in the R's, so it's hard to see right here, but if it's in the R's, going down is good. G0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 16. So that'd be greater than G15. January 16th. Here. $6 move, that's okay. 1.5%'s all right. So let's say, where does it stop going up? 16, 17, 18, 19, 19 again. January 22nd. The day before. The day before that big drop. Isn't that interesting? So the peak of the heat map happened one day before the balls fell out on this one. That's really interesting. Nathan says, gotcha. All right, so let's go back to Ori. Let's check the 5 minute. Okay, I'm not filled, am I? No. I'm gonna let it run. Ori's dropping quickly. I'm gonna let it run. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna test this. I like to test things with my own money. So rather than selling to strength at G21, I'm gonna sell into strength when, what's it called? Heat map stops rising. Selling to strength when the heat map stops rising on Ori. Sebastian, I don't know what's gonna happen, my friend. But got in when the data was at G16. It's at G22, so it is 6 points higher. But I don't know when the crest is going to happen. So I'm going to let that run. It's a decently profitable position right now. It's not like I'm holding and hoping that it might turn back around. So I'm going to go ahead and hold Ori. So no trades for me today, opening or closing. Let me cancel that order so I don't cancel the order. All right. So that's my plan. Will I regret this plan? I don't know. But this is a theory I'm testing. I'm willing to put a couple dollars at risk. It's already profitable on the trade, so I'm not really concerned in that regard. But that was my theory. Mark is going to be sending me, so Mark, one of the founders, he's going to be sending me the data as far as like when we got the buy signals and sell signals, what the G and R values were, because I'm really, really curious. And my theory, which is playing out, is anything below G15, holding it till it reaches G15. If you get the buy signal over G15, wait until the behavioral heat map crests and then starts turning back. It may even be the same level on the second day. That would be an exit point there. So I'm just going to see what plays out. So thanks so much for coming today. I hope it wasn't too boring, but I love looking at data. Now, granted, I'm going to immediately continue on with this as soon as we're done here because I can't get enough of it. And I'll let you know what my conclusions are. But that's my current thoughts at the moment. Have a great afternoon. Talk soon.